This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That was a physical. That was really, if a Republican did what Schumer did, they'd be in jail right now.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We have a behavioral problem, and I think the leaders of Congress owe it to the American people to act like adults.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true.
Math is counting all your friends. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's adding and subtracting. All you have to do is try.
Let's try.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
People don't like her. She's a very mean person, and people don't like her. People don't want that.
We are responsible for the people who claim to be our supporters and do really threatening, ugly, dangerous things.
You also have some information, new information on the Dayton shooter.
Yes, he identified himself as part of the left. He tweeted about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
We are responsible.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Which was made by Joe. Okay, I didn't want to say Sleepy Joe because I want to be respected. I want to respect him.
Well, you got it.
He looks like
anyway.
He's going to be a candidate, and I just say, how did that happen?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome. 413, one of our texters says, how sick are CNN and MSNBC? President Trump is at the CDC in Atlanta, and he flew down there today. He wasn't going to go down there. They said there was a problem with one of the workers was infected, but now it turns out he's not. So the president flew down, and he's giving vital corona information with the lab techs and doctors assuring the nation against panicking about the situation. The fake news aren't even showing it. They are so evil. You weren't expecting them to, were you? Russia's right, though. They've kind of backed off. The panic that they so obviously are, maybe they're not promoting it per se, but they're invested in it. They would not be displeased if there was more panic and there was an economic slowdown. There was no slowdown today. They announced the February job numbers. 273,000 new jobs, 100,000 more than most of the economists were predicting. So that obviously disappointed the alt-left mainstream media. So they're just going to give any kind of reassurances. They're just going to move on. They're not talking too much about Chuck Schumer either. You know, his threats to the Supreme Court yesterday, and It turns out that remember when the Roger Stone, the case in the Roger Stone case, Amy Berman Jackson is her name. She's a super Obama leftist, a real Stalinist type of judge. She's still got a gag order on poor Roger Stone, sentenced him to 40 months in prison for threatening a dog's life. You know, Schumer threatens two Supreme Court justices, says they're going to reap the whirlwind, and they don't care about that. Ah, just nothing to see here, folks. Move along. It turns out when Trump tweeted out saying, I don't much like Judge Jackson. I don't think she's a very good judge. Schumer sent out a tweet or an email to Chief Justice Roberts saying, you've got to defend Judge Jackson against this terrible assault. Trump was just complaining about the way she was conducting the trial and the aftermath of the trial and the sentencing. Now this guy, Schumer, goes up and threatens, points at the Supreme Court building and threatens the judges. And he says, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Does the New York Times editorial board have more gray matter than some of Mikey's farmers?
You know, I'd forgotten all about what Mike Bloomberg said about farmers, but you're right. I mean, who's smarter, your average farmer or a member of the New York Times editorial board who thinks that Mike Bloomberg could have given away $1 million to every American?
Oi, Owie, Scott Brown call from down under, Governor. Crikey, I just heard that Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the race. My heart feels like a crocodile, mate.
Put another shrimp on the barbie for me, Senator, and crack open another Foster's Lager. And please, nothing on, no texter saying that that's Australia stuff, not New Zealand. It's close enough. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
If Goon is 18 and Dog is, doesn't that make you two practically twins, you old bag?
I didn't come here to be made sport of, and neither did Mr. Gooner. So, you know, and Mr. Gooner doesn't plan to go to Logan Square, whether it's in Chicago or Philadelphia or Hyde Park, to be some snowflake Elizabeth Warren supporter's service pug for her mourning period.
Oh, cut Brian Williams some slack. It was probably a dead body floating by the window while he was doing the calculation. Get distracted, you know?
He's shell-shocked, okay? It was tough. He was almost killed by that that anti-aircraft fire that exploded around him, or he thought it exploded, or he said it exploded around him. 508 says on Yahoo today, they said the great jobs report for February was unexpected. I bet it was. And you know what else it was for Yahoo and CNN and MSNBC? It was disappointing.
Don't worry about Bernie, Howie. They'll throw him another lakefront house and a couple of Wendy's coupons, and he'll be fine.
I don't think he's a Wendy's guy. I think he's got, his tastes have gotten a little more highfalutin, even though he still has the Bernie bros and calls everybody comrades and supports a wealth tax on everyone but him.
Hey, Howie, I was really looking forward to President Warren's pinky promises with all the world leaders.
By the way, we don't know. They came into the studio and turned down the lights here, so people are on social media are saying, what the hell's going on with the lights? It's not because my facelift is sagging, because I don't have a facelift, okay?
Hey, you know, Howie, you look pretty good for a guy who's lost 100 million pounds.
That's some fuzzy math there. Right, President Bush? Fuzzy math.
I can't let the man continue with fuzzy math.
Mara Gay. She's a graduate of the University of Michigan. Can't blame this one on the Atlantic Coast Conference. This is Big Ten embarrassment.
Universal basic income. Everybody gets $1 million.
Yeah, this is why Andrew Yang is out of the race. You know, he only promised $1,000 a month. If only he'd have known, $1 million. It's so simple, as Brian Williams and the woman from the New York Times said. Why didn't we think of this before?
Yeah, this is Mikey Bloomberg. I'm stuck inside a 34-ounce Slurpee cup. Can somebody help me out? I don't want to drown.
Mike had autocratic, authoritarian tendencies when he was mayor of New York. I wonder how he'd be handling the coronavirus. I'm sure there would be some edicts from his Department of Health. He would be cracking down on not just on public health problems, but also on fun. He has a problem with other people having fun. His fun, though, don't mess with him. He likes to ride around his golf cart in Bermuda on the weekends. That's how he spent all of his years as mayor.
And third place goes to Elizabeth Warren.
You dislike me. You really, really dislike me.
Was it the woman or was it Warren? The women of America must be so self-hating because they didn't vote for Elizabeth Warren any more than the men did.
Is that the point of all these op-eds and tweets and Instagrams since Super Tuesday?
Hey, Williams, if Bloomberg could give everybody $1 million, how about getting $2 million from Jeff Bezos, you dolt?
Now, how much could Jeff Bezos has got, $100 billion more than Mike Bloomberg? He just spent $165 million on a single-family residence for his girlfriend. He bought it from David Geffen. $165
million. That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
If Goon is 18 and Dog is, doesn't that make you two practically twins, you old bag?
That's age abuse. Not on me, but on Mr. Gooner. Gooner doesn't appreciate such terrible ageist taunts. Next thing you know, you're going to be saying that Uncle Joe has lost a little something off the old fastball. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. I'm holding them up right now and for the camera. Super Beats. I have some before every show. I have some in the morning when I wake up. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will the fake Indian endorse? Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, or nobody for a while?
Nobody for a while.
57% say nobody.
You know, I'm just big breaking news. Speaking of endorsements, Deval Patrick to endorse Biden. Adding to frontrunner's moderate coalition. What did he get? Like 0.1% in his home state of, well, formerly his home state. I don't know if he.
We're gonna be fine.
he's going to, wow, that should make a big difference in Michigan and Mississippi and all the other places that are voting Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Boston Globe, you know, they always said that Radio Moscow, after Joe Stalin died in 1953, they tried to get people ready for it. They were playing funereal music for hours. And then it just went on. The funeral went on for days, if not weeks, even though he was probably poisoned by his rivals in the Kremlin. I feel the same way about Elizabeth Warren as I look at the Globe. I mean, it's still all Elizabeth Warren. I mean, she was eliminated 3 days ago. She made it official yesterday. How much more of the mourning do we need? How long the wakes usually go on 2 to 4 and 7 to 9, right? I mean, how long do we have to sit Shiva for her, as the Jewish people say? Okay, let me read you some stories. What's next for Elizabeth Warren? Now, another story underneath that. Elizabeth Warren, sitting at her kitchen table, I assume she was drinking a Michelob Light, reflects on her run. I thought it was worth fighting for another approach. Then we have two columns. One, is Warren's pinky promise of women in power too big a hope? And another one, another column, by women. Elizabeth Warren's loss and ours. Next story. Warren supporters in Michigan heartbroken and saddened. They're not glad. I'm gladdened. Way next move. And another one. Here's why Warren won't endorse Biden or Sanders right away. So that is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stories on Elizabeth Warren. How about this for a headline? Elizabeth Warren, still dead. 844-500-4242-603 says Warren's chief demographic support was from Harpy journalists. This will go on for a while. Oh, boy. You know, the FISA court, the courts, the federal courts, and so are the state courts, are really concerned when they put their decisions out with making sure everything is properly done in terms of grammar and syntax and spelling. And there are very few typos in court decisions because they really work hard at it. Even if it's a crackpot decision, usually everything, all the facts, if not the opinions, are in line. But just to give you a good indication of how crooked the FISA courts are, the judge issued an opinion on the head judge Boasberg. He's the Obama appointee. This is the secret court that approved all of the deep state, police state, banana republic illegal surveillance on Carter Page to get to Donald Trump. And so they had a ruling, and it was a very tepid ruling, you know, considering that this is the biggest scandal in American political history. But he said that the Boasberg, the judge, said that he would no longer allow any FBI agents, the crooked agents that were involved in the Russian hoax, to take part in any future hoaxes. That's about as far as he would go. But he's an Obama, you know, left-wing jurist. He's a ideologue, a Mandarin for the deep state. But he was so careless in his opinion that in his ruling, he mistakenly said that Fusion GPS, that's the ones who came up with this bogus document, was actually hired to spy on Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. He got the major fact wrong. And it wasn't caught by the Washington Post. It was caught by the Washington Examiner. That's how sloppy they were. They don't care.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's that time of the week again. It's Friday evening. That means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You probably know how this works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny items or stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper involving the local constabulary. Some newspapers have their own police written column. They call it the police log or the police blotter. It could be a standalone story. We ask you to send in the funny stories that you come across to grace@howiecarshow.com. Email them to grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can fax them to her. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time, every Friday afternoon, evening, we read what we consider the funniest stories of the week, and the two winning the funniest entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Kennedy Babylon 2. I'm getting very Kennedy Babylon 2 vibes from these police blotter faxes. That's all I'm going to say.
There must be alcohol involved.
Yeah, Howie, and actually, thank you for bringing me to my first runner-up, because there's a lot more than alcohol involved. There's also drugs, which we all know the Kennedys did not shy away from. Especially a lot of the stories Howie writes about in Kennedy Babylon 1 and 2 with Dr. Feelgood. Naked woman tries to bite off man's privates during threesome.
You remember Lorena Bobbitt was a big story for a long time because it was such a such a unique incident, but it doesn't seem that unique anymore.
I totally agree. I look at that story now, and I mean, it probably has to do with the fact that I have to read like six of these stories a week, but I look back and I think, why was that such a big deal? I mean, I understand what she did was wrong, but it seems like it happens a lot more frequently. This happened in Hanahan, South Carolina. It happened on a Monday night. Wild Monday night.
Was this after Joe Biden's victory last week, his glorious win in the South Carolina primary?
Oh, do you think that's what got everyone in such a feisty mood?
Maybe.
And they were all passionate from celebrating. So this is what happened. The woman was allegedly high on heroin and meth when she attacked one of the men. She tried to bite off his privates. When officers went inside the apartment, they saw a bleeding naked woman coming at them on all fours. One of the officers said it was...
On all fours?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a quote from one of the officers. Honestly, it was one of the most disturbing video body cam videos I've ever seen in my career. It honestly reminded me of something you would see out of a horror movie. Won't nobody help me.
Has anyone posted that yet on social media of some kind?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure the Boston Globe's just dying to get the video. That's on their list. It's the Kraft video, and then it's the woman on all fours video. All right. Driver dressed as Spider-Man exposed himself at intersection.
Spider-Man exposed himself?
Mm-hmm. This is out of...
This was the sequel.
This is out of...
Or was it the prequel?
This is out of Virginia. A 44-year-old woman reported the incident. She was at a intersection when she was stopped when the man dressed in a Spider-Man costume in a four-door sedan next to her exposed himself while making an obscene gesture. We can only imagine what that gesture was. Police said the
man...
Wait
a second. This was in Virginia?
Yes.
Are we sure this wasn't someone dressed in a Klan outfit, and maybe it was the governor? Where does the governor have an alibi for when this happened?
I have not asked him, Howie, but we should. It's important to know that. Police said the man...
Costumes are very big in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I've noticed.
I can't tell you where it was located because they added a map to this story, and some of the points in the map are a Golden Corral and then across the street a Cracker Barrel. So it happened at that... At a very lively intersection.
Drops his pants.
Here comes Spider-Man. Very good. So then he exposed himself and the light changed and the woman drove away. So, you know, she got off lucky because it could have been a lot worse.
Cracker Barrel. This seems more like the kind of thing that would happen outside of Denny's, an all-night diner. You know?
Man accused of stealing $1,200 worth of champagne from market arrested.
This is out of California.
$1,200 worth of champagne? Well, I guess it depends on the vintage, right? I mean, but that seems like it would be a pretty heavy load under most circumstances,
What's
right?
What's the label, Howie? Guess the label.
Piper Heitzig.
Are we talking Dom Perignon?
It actually does not say what kind of champagne it was. I can tell you the name of the market, though, and that will probably help you decide what kind
Total Wine?
Nuggets Market.
I'm guessing
it wasn't Dom Perignon.
I'm guessing it's more like sparkling wine,
yeah,
masquerading as champagne.
23-year-old Michael Robert Carr.
Uh-oh.
It's Carr with a K, though, Howie,
okay. Okay.
Was caught on surveillance video walking into the Nuggets Market store late last month.
Can you get some chicken nuggets to go with that champagne, by the way, at the Nuggets Market?
Howie, he took 14 bottles and walked out the door without paying.
So it was about $80, $90 a bottle.
Look at you, Brian Williams. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's right, Howie. It was $800 million a bottle. Oregon lawyer, 38, refuses to pay his strip club bill after a private $200 lap dance before fleeing through a train tunnel in a failed bid to outrun cops.
I'm guessing that there was alcohol involved in this incident, and it wasn't champagne, probably. Although they said they were giving her, the woman, the lap dancer, champagne. It was really ginger ale, though.
An attorney refused. He's an attorney, Howie.
Yes, he's a counselor.
An attorney refused to pay $200.
An officer of the court.
For a, you know what, Howie? $200 for a 15-minute lap dance. How much is that a minute for the lap dance?
It's about Brian Williams numbers.
Yes.
It's $50 million a minute.
Okay, cool. He was at a strip club before fleeing through a train tunnel on a police chase. Dylan T. Vinzant, 38, stormed out of the Sunset Strip Gentlemen's Club in Portland, Oregon, after refusing to pay for a private dance. The lawyer made a dash for it, past bouncers, and cut his face after he climbed.
Dylan. His name is Dylan?
His name is Dylan.
He went into the Sunset Strip Gentlemen's Club. He was knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
He climbed a fence and landed in thorny blackberry bushes. It's not every day you see a blackberry bush. He then fled from police dogs. Howie, by racing across railway tracks and into a darkened train
tunnel. Sounds like The Fugitive.
Before he
dun,
was met.
Dun, dun, dun.
He went in there and agreed. This is what the cop said. He went in there and agreed to pay for a $200 for a 15-minute lap dance.
But imagine if he, like, represents himself and gets out of it. What a billboard that should be.
Yes.
If I can get myself out of this jam. Imagine what I can do for you.
Well, you know the old saying, any man who represents himself has a fool for a client. And I'm guessing Dylan is a big fool.
Unconscious driver crashes into Mass Alternative Care marijuana shop in Chicopee.
An impaired shopper at a marijuana shop. By the way, Grace, when is the are you gonna be at the grand opening of Boston's first weed emporium?
I could do a man on the street. I have a recorder now, instrument, the like a recording device.
I saw the headline. I don't even know where is it. What neighborhood is that? Is the first pot shop opening up in?
I do not know, Howie, as I do not keep up with the marijuana fans of this state, but I'm sure people will text in and tell us.
You'll know because there'll be traffic jams probably extending into most neighborhoods in the city once it opens up. They don't have to go to Brookline or wherever anymore.
And there'll be a shortage of Cheetos in whatever poor city that this takes place in. A driver who apparently fell asleep at the wheel early Monday morning went off the road and through a fence and slammed into the side of Mass Alternative Care, the city's first marijuana retailer. The driver, whose name was not disclosed to the press, suffered minor injuries. Police estimate the car was traveling in excess of the posted 30-mile-per-hour speed limit when it went off the road.
Bill Weld could not be reached for comment.
Oh, Howie, the new pop place is going to be in Dorchester. It's very close to me.
It's a big area, Dorchester. What part of Dorchester?
Taylor doesn't know. He's shrugging. By the way, Blue Hill Ave.
What is he? What does Taylor care? There's 17 pot shops in Fall River, right? The former mayor got a payoff for every one of them, didn't he? That's what the federal indictment said.
He doesn't care. He's doing his job as the producer and filling us in on where it is. I don't think he's jealous of us. Oh, by the way, guys, this segment is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We love Piantedosi bread, and Joe Piantedosi is the best, so make sure you try it at your local markets or wherever you are. Look for Piantedosi Baking Company. Okay, Howie, you're going to love this story. State delegate arrested for DUI. A state delegate from Prince George's County, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. This a legislator, a state rep, in other words. They call them delegates in some states, like Maryland.
Was arrested early Sunday for allegedly driving under the influence. An officer was driving and saw a car exit a parking lot and failed to yield the right of way, causing the officer to swerve to avoid being struck. The officer pulled over the car and made contact with its driver, Jewel Walker. The officer conducted...
Okay, so now we're on the fourth paragraph, and we haven't had a party identification yet, leading me to believe that Jewel Walker is a Democrat.
I have a few more paragraphs to get to until we will figure out what party he's in.
Okay, so you're building suspense now as you read this story. Okay.
Yes, you know. I'm a thespian. I know how to deliver a good line.
I'm on the edge of my seat trying to figure out whether Jewel is a Democrat or a Republican.
It's a 50-50 shot, Howie. It's a 50-50 shot. The officer conducted field sobriety tests, then arrested Walker, who was subsequently taken to the detention center and charged with driving under the influence. The Washington Post reports Walker, 48, has temporarily stepped down as vice chair of the House's Alcoholic Beverages Subcommittee.
Well, chair. So I assume there's a Democrat majority in the Maryland House of Delegates. So, but do we ever identify her as a D, or do we just have to infer this?
I have one more line left in the whole story.
Okay.
Walker, a Democrat, was first selected in 2006. I told you we'd get there.
Thanks to the Washington Post for working it in to right at the top of the story. How many people got to the last paragraph? Next to none, perhaps?
Yes, probably none. Howie, when we get back, I have a few more runners up, and then I have our two big winners.
I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Back to Police Blotter Facts Friday. 617 texts in. Is Delegate Jewel Walker any relation to Johnny Walker?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what his drink of choice is, Howie, but...
I tell you what, though, Grace, I just looked him up online.
Yeah.
Do you know what his background is? He was drafted, according to Wikipedia, by the New England Patriots in 1994 in the seventh round.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he lasted too long because the name does not ring a bell. But
yes.
He was a seventh round pick in 94 as a quarterback.
How times have changed, unfortunately. All right, Howie, I'm actually going to get to our winners because they're really good ones this week. Cops find meth and baby squirrel in woman's purse during traffic stop. This out of Oklahoma.
Meth and baby squirrel.
Things took a strange turn after officers discovered...
I guess.
After officers discovered meth in a baby squirrel. Police said that Heidi Calterhan was sitting in the passenger seat when the vehicle was pulled over for speeding. Inside the car, officers found roughly 1 pound of methamphetamine along with scales in baggies.
1 pound? That's a lot.
When they searched her purse, they were shocked to find a baby squirrel along with a dropper of baby formula.
What was the squirrel's name, Grace?
The squirrel's name was Rufus.
Okay.
Rufus the baby squirrel. You have the same reaction every time I tell you a name. You go, okay. She explained that she was caring for the squirrel.
What did she tell him? It's not mine. I didn't put that there.
She explained that she was caring for the squirrel after her son found it during a tree trimming job. Officers took her into custody on charges, possessions of wildlife during a close season. It is unclear if they were cited for drugs. Seems like they would be for a pound of meth.
Possession of wildlife as a charge? I've never heard of that.
How old was she?
It actually does not say. A lady never tells her age, Howie, even if she does carry baby squirrels in her purse.
Okay.
And
where was that from, by the way?
That was from Oklahoma, Glenpool, Oklahoma. And Howie, you're going to love this because there's another animal in the news. Ohio police remove alligator living in man's basement for 25 years.
It must have been a pretty big alligator because they keep growing as long as they live, right? What was the alligator's name?
The alligator's name was actually, and I'm not making this up, not to say that I ever make it up, but it's A-L-L-I, Allie. Allie the alligator, this man, that's what he named the alligator.
Right, it's getting tougher and tougher to get alligator permits these days.
Well, Taylor, it's funny you should say that. Thank you for the segue. Police were recently called to an Ohio home to remove a large alligator that had been living in the basement for 25 years. I guess this alligator was living in a tub with nothing but water and a sump pump. Its owner, Dusty Rhodes. This sounds fake.
Dusty Rhodes.
It's from Fox News, so I know it's actually real, but it sounds fake. Its owner, Dusty Rhodes, told the TV station that he got Allie at a reptile flea market. I just got him when he was about a foot long, and I've had him ever since.
I am unfamiliar with reptile flea markets. Do they have flea reptile markets, too?
You are, Howie? That shocks me. A man with so much.
I'm going to drive around this weekend in Palm Beach County looking for a reptile.
You're such
flea market.
Cultured man. I cannot believe you haven't been to one of these. The alligator was checked out to be of average health. Rhodes was in possession of the alligator without an exotic animal permit, Taylor, but avoided being cited after agreeing to voluntarily surrender the alligator to state wildlife.
How can you call an alligator exotic in Florida? There are millions of them.
It was in Ohio, wasn't it?
It was in Ohio. Oh. But Howie, also, 25 years?
You can't call it a wild animal either, because it's been a house pet for 25 years. It's older than Gunnar.
So sad.
All right. Those are the winners. I'm Howie Carr.